Okay. Before we go ahead, some of the things that we didn't, by Anam Ha'aretz, various shitas and Rishonim are the following. The Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rashba Paskin like Acherim, that the person who didn't learn Gemara is considered an Anam Ha'aretz, and you can't count him for benching. The Baal HaShlama Paskins like Rav Meir, that only a person who doesn't take off Meiser, and as a regular from Yid, who's makbid in mitzvahs, even if he didn't learn, is not considered an Amba Aretz, and you could count him. The only one you can't count is somebody who doesn't take off Trumas and Meisers. And the Rosh holds that the Halacha is Bechlal, not like this Breisa, and therefore you can count an Amba Aretz, all Amaratzim, for benching too. Rav Haigon says that we're not noheg bisman hazeh, even according to those who say that from the pure halacha, you wouldn't be allowed to count various kinds of amei ha'aretz. Bisman hazeh were not makbid for a few reasons. One is the reason that they weren't mitzarif and am ha'aretz because they were noheg not to sit together with amaratzim, and therefore, in order to make sure that people didn't sit and eat together with amei ha'aretz, so they didn't count them for benching. It made it much easier to separate from them and not. But today, we don't have such an inyan. We sit and eat with everybody. Right? We're not madchin who we sit down and eat with. Mamela count amei ha'aretz for benching. Tosis says another reason, because of Eva, because it'll cause tremendous hatred, and the amei ha'aretz will end up making their own religion. Right, bona bama liatzmo. Right, we don't accept them, so they'll make up their own factions, and we don't want that to happen. So therefore, today we count amei ha'aretz, and the Rioz Taka says the reason we count everybody is because the only am ha'aretz that you don't count is somebody who doesn't read Kriyashma, and most people today at least say Kriyashma. I don't know if most people, but some people. The Rosh, the Tur, and the Mechaber and the Shulchan Aruch all say that therefore Lamaisa Lahalacha Bisman Hazeh were Mitzareth even in Am Ha'aretz Gomer for Zimun. Okay, he says that Lamaisa though, if we are not Mitzareth in Am Ha'aretz who doesn't even read Kriyashma, that won't create new factions because most people read Kriyashma at least, so that's only a miuta de miuta. Today that may be different. Today, if you don't count people who don't even read Kriyashma, what's it called? You're pushing them away. Okay. However, that's only amei ha'aretz. But people who have been over averus chamuros or have been put in cheirim for an avera chamura, right, can't be counted for a mezumen, and not because of the cheirim, because of the avera that's fit for being put in cheirim. If somebody is over an avera chamura, right, then it's fit to be put into cheirim, you can't count him for a mezumen. Mogen Avram says same thing goes with a mummer, person who's does averus b'farhesia b'meizi, doesn't care, is also considered a mummer, and therefore what's it called can't be counted for a mezumen. And the Mishnah Berurah says even somebody did one avera once b'farhesia b'meizi and doesn't care, right, that person you can't be mitzaref either. Lamaisa, that probably does not, because we don't want people to have a connection to people like that. But Lamaisa, Tinik Shanishba, where there's a mitzvah to have Rachmanis on the person and to love him and to try to bring him back. So that's Kiruv, people who are Tinoko Shanishbu, that will apply. Lechora, this halacha doesn't apply. There's another halacha also. This is, the whole reason is that we don't want to have too much of a connection to Amei Ha'aretz, and that's the only reason we're not mitzarif them to benching. Amei Ha'aretz, who eat together, can, what's it called, bench the mezumen. Right, they can count each other, but it's but the Maisa, for all practical purposes, unless the person is knows what he's doing and is over averus b'shat nefesh, right, his person knows better, he's not a tinnik shenishba, then we count come out everybody to a mizvah. We're on Mem Zayin Amid Beis, the second big line. Noshim v'avodim uktanim ein mezamnim aleihem. Women, slaves, and children don't count for a mezumen. Omer Reb Yossi, katan hamutl barisa mezamnu lav. Reb Yossi says that even a kid in the cradle, you can count him for a mezumen. Ayva hatzna noshim avadim uktanim ein mezamnu aleihem. The Mishnah says not like that. Who the Omer Reb Yeshua ben Levi? Reb Yossi said like Reb Yeshua ben Levi. Omer Reb Yeshua ben Levi, afal pi shomer katan hamutl barisa ein mezamnu lav. Aval osin also sniff la asara. Right? Even though you can't count him for a mezumen of three, but you can count him to make up 10 to say Shem Hashem. And the idea is, why is 10 easier than 3? Because here you don't really need a minyan al tzedavar shebekedusha. Wherever you need a tzedavar shebekedusha, so you need a minyan of adults. But here it's only an idea that by 10 people it's chashuv enough to say Shem Hashem. So you have a mezumen anyway, you have to be mezamen. He doesn't create the zimun. He's just making another person, so you now have more of a chashivas, you could say Shem Hashem. So where you have a chiyu from a zuman, you have three already. And you're just a question of adding somebody now to make 10, that's easier than adding somebody to make the original 3. Okay. Vomri b'shuv ben Levi, tisha ve'eved mitstarfin. If you have 9 regular adults and 1 eved, also you can mitstarif for benching. It's mashma, you can mitstarif also for chazor sashats or anything else you need a minyan. Meisvei meisem b'revelezer, shenichmas l'beis ha'knesses, Rav Elazar came to Shul, v'lo motza asara, and he didn't find a minion, v'shichr avdo v'shlimu la'asara, and he was m'shachr his eved to let him count for the minion, because an eved l'chora doesn't count for a minion, right, for kriyas ha'torah we'll see. So it says, shichr in lo, shichr lo, mashman, if he wouldn't have been let him free, then he wouldn't have been able to mitzarif, even though they had 9, and he only needed 1 to make up the 10, and eved wouldn't count even for that. Where it says low, trade three. They were missing 2 for the minion. So shichr chad v'nothik b'chad. So he let one of his slaves free, and the other one he counted to make up the minion. Was one? You can count one slave, not more than that. Behechi avid hachi. How could he do that? How could he let his slave free? We're talking about a goyish slave now. V'omer of Yehuda kol ha'mashachr avda over be'esei. If you let your goyish slave go free, you transgress a positive command. Shenamar la'olam bohem tavodu. The Torah says you have to always work with them, right? Forever, you continue working with them. That means that you can't stop working with them, right? The pasuk shot in the pasuk is that you can't make a slave from a Jew, but take slaves from the goyim around you, right? Not from the ones that live in Eretz Yisrael, because those have to be destroyed, but from the goyim around you, take slaves, and la'olam bohem tavodu, and forever serve that with them, not with the Jew. But Chazal Darshan, La'olam Bohem Tavodu, means you should always serve with them and not let them free. Shmar says, L'dvar mitzvah shani. Right? For a mitzvah, you can be over this essay. You can transgress the essay to fulfill a mitzvah. You needed the guy for a minyan. Shmar says, mitzvah bo ba'derihi. L'mai says, a mitzvah bo ba'derihi. You don't do things that are wrong for the sake of a mitzvah. Shmar says, mitzvah the rabbim shani. No, this was a mitzvah that wasn't for his own personal sake. This was for the rabbin. They needed a minion, needed to be yotze, I think, what's it called, Tosus, another place says, it was in order to be yotze, Parshas Zohar, which is a Kriyas HaTorah, the Oraisa. Okay, Rashi. Snif, Chibur Lezimun Asora. He can be counted to make up a 10, to say Shem Hashem, the Chiyomer of Asi Nomi La'asara Komer. But he said that you can count a child. He also meant as a tenth. Mitzvah the Rabbi, Lahotzi Rabbi, Dechavosim B'Kedusha. He says, Rashi says, that it wasn't for Kriyas HaTorah, it was for what's it called, for Kedusha. And Gemara Megillah says that it was, he was Meshachrim for Kriyas HaTorah, for Parsha Zohar, which is Doraisa. Okay. V'om Rabbi Shuv ben Levi, La'olam yashkim adam lebeis haknesses, kadei sheyizke v'yimne masor rishonim. A person, this is important to be part of the first 10, so a person should get up early and make sure he's one of the first 10 in shul. Shafilu meya boim achrov kibulov schar kulon. Even 100 come after him, he gets the schar of all of them, because he made the original minion. After that, the shchina's there, and no new shchina comes. So the people who created the first shchina to come, the first 10, they get schar for everybody else who comes after them. Okay, we'll see if it's better to be first, or as long as you're one of the first 10, it doesn't make a difference. If there's time, we'll go back to this. Schar kulam sol kedaitach, he gets a schar for all of them, that means they don't get any schar. Ela'ema nos lo schar kineged kulam, he gets schar equal to all the other 100 who come. Amar Rav Huna, tisha v'aron mitstarfin. You have 9 people, and an Aron Kodesh, so you can count the Aron Kodesh for a minion. Okay, we'll see 1 second more, says that's true. Omer Le'ev Nachman v'Aron Gavrahu, Right? The Aron Kodesh is a human being that you can count him for a million. Elom Ravuna Tisha Nirim Ta Asora Mitzdarfin. Right? Nine people who look like ten, right, could be Mitzdarif. So they say, I think the Vilna Gaon says, the Aron, therefore doesn't mean the Aron Kodesh. It's Rashi Tevos. The Echad Roe the Eino Nire. One who can see them, but you can't see him. So when they made a mistake, when he said Aron, they thought he meant an Aron. But he really meant to say a notrikon of Echad Roe the Eino Nire. He could see them, they can't see him. So it's nine, that looks like ten, because there's really another guy, what's it called, there. But you can't see him. Okay. Omre le ki mechanfi v'amri lo ki mevadri. And some say that it means that, what's it called, when they're spread apart, then nine look like ten. And some say when they're all together, you can't really see if it's nine or ten. So one holds that it's better they be spread apart, and one holds better they be grouped together. Okay? But the echad roa v'eno nira, right, maybe mean the Rabbanu Shalom. I think I made a mistake. It doesn't mean somebody else is there. It means nine look like ten, and there's a tenth one with them. That's the Echad Roa, the one who can see but can't be seen. That's the Rabbanu Shalom. Omer Rav Ami, Shnayim v'Shabbos mitzdarfin. Right? If you have two people who ate, and it's Shabbos, this is what we think now, so then, what's it called? Shabbos is mitzdarif for the mezumin. Two, on Shabbos, you only need two. And it makes a little bit of sense, because the whole idea of a mezumin is kviyas. Right? It has to be kavua. Shabbos, the meal is kavua. We find that even by other things, by meiser. What's it called? The Shabbos has a din of kviyas. Even what's it called, for things that normally aren't considered a kavua meal, on Shabbos are considered kavua. So two people eating together on Shabbos is more kavua, or just as kavua as three people during the week. This is not the maskana, but that's what makes sense a little bit. Omer le Rav Nachman, Shabbos gavruhu. The meiser, you only have two people. Shabbos is a person, counts for mezumin. What does that mean? Elo Omer Rabbi Ami, Shnei Talmidei Chachomim Amechadim Zeh Zeh Bahalocha. Shabbos doesn't mean Shabbos. It means Shnei Talmidei Chachomim. The same thing. Shabbos is the Russian notrikon. I don't remember how it works out, but Shabbos is Shnei B'nei Torah or something like that. Is the Rosh Tevos or Shabbos. Right? So that's what it means. Two Talmidei Chachomim Amechadim Zeh Zeh Bahalocha, they can mitzdarif. Right? To, what's it called? To, two of them are considered already as strong as three. Mochi Rav Chisda, Kigon Ano, Rav Sheshes. Rav Chisda said, like me and Rav Sheshes. Like we're, what's it called? Since there's such a strength of connection between them, they already come from Israel. We don't pass like any of this. Mochi Rav Sheshes pointed out, Kigon Ano, Rav Chisda. He said, like me and Rav Chisda. So each one spoke about the other one, right? We could be counted from Azuman already, just the two of us. Omer Yo, let's see Rashi till here. Tisha Nirim Kasor, Meforish V'Ozalah. I'm going to explain what it means. Amri Loki Mechante, having Nirim Kasor, if they're grouped together, close, then they look like ten. She'ein Odom Mavchin Bohen Kol Kach, Mito She'ein Yachad. Since they're all together, it's hard to know if you have nine or ten. Nine looks like ten too. Ba'amri Loki Mevadri, Nirim Tvei Merubin. And some say when they're scattered, they look more like ten. Shnei Talmid HaChom, Mechadim Zezze Ba'alochem Etztarfin, Leo Shlosha. They're counted like three. Cotton Poreach, Shehevi, oh, we're going to get it again. The Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Cotton Poreach, Mizamnin Olav. Rashi learns Cotton Poreach, Shehevi Simonim, the low ball, Lichlal Shonav. Okay? There are two things that make a person a godel. One is Simonim, right? Pubic hairs. They make, that's two pubic hairs, is Simon of godless. And the fact that he's 13 years. Okay? In other words, he's on his 13th birthday. Those are the two things. When they come together, then the person's a godel min ha-Torah. If a person's 13 years old, but he doesn't have simonim, okay, so really he's not considered a godel, because the simonim are an ikker. But we assume that if a person's 13 years old, he has simonim, and if we don't see them, we assume that they were there and they fell off. That's called chazaka. Chazaka the Rabba, and what's it called? And we consider that person a godel for things that are the Rabbanim. Doesn't help for the Raisis. And what's it called? And if he's not 13 and he has simonim, then normally we consider those simonim shuma bi'alma. They're just like some kind of wart or something. They're not really not considered simonim. So you need both together. So So here Rashi says, talking about a person who, poreach means he's an early bloomer, right? So he got the simonim early. He's not 13, so he's still a cotton, but he looks like a gadol. He already has the simonim of a gadol. So he's not really a gadol for anything else, but for benching, you can count him for benching. That's called a cotton poreach on your Rashi. Tosfos says that a cotton poreach is he's in the midst of his 13th year. Okay, in other words, he's 12, but he doesn't have simonim. Okay, the idea is that since he's he's already 12 years old. He's in his 13th year. So for certain halachas, he already has a din of a gadol for nedarim. So even though he doesn't have simonim and he's within his 13th year, that's called a katan poreach. And he brings down another shita that it's talking about a katan who's already bar mitzvah, and he doesn't have simonim that grew the amount that they have to grow to be considered simonim. He has a little bit of hair, but it's not big enough to be considered a real simonim. Okay. Because those are, whatever a cotton poret, he's not a full-fledged cotton, he's not a full-fledged gadol for sure. It's not awesome. Cotton shehevi shtei sairus mezamnerolav. The shaloh hevi shtei sairus hei mezamnerolav. Only a cotton who already has the two sairus, the two hairs, right, so he's really a bona fide gadol, can you count for mezumen? And if he doesn't, you can't count him for mezumen. The ein medaktik in the cotton. And we're not so makbid to see who's a cotton, who's a gadol. Gemara says Hagufa Kasha. That in itself seems to be a contradiction in itself. We just said now only if he brings two Cyrus can you count him as for mezumen. And now we say we're not medactic so much. What's it more to be medactic? If he brought two Cyrus, he's for sure a god. Amras hevi shtei Cyrus in lo hevi lo. V'hadar tani e medactic in mekaten lasume mai. What does that mean? Lav lasuye katan poreach. Must come to include a cotton poreya. An erichinami has to have two Cyrus, but we're not medactic so much whether he's 13 or he's not 13, the way Rashi learns, right? Even if he's not 13 yet, but he has two Cyrus, we'll count him already for a mezumen. Okay, so that's the ein medactic. The Mara says, the less hilchasa Rashi, lasi a cotton poreya, she medactic bo imbolik lal shonim la ola. Umar heim shonim, yud gibel shonim yom echad. The Shonim is he has to be 13 years in one day, which means his 13th birthday. Because when he's 12 years and a full year, the day before his birthday, then he's 13. When the next day is the beginning of his 14th year. When a child's born, he's in the first day of his first year. Okay? The next year, on his birthday, he's in the first day of his second year. So, the 13 years in one day means he's one day into his 14th year, right? So that means you don't need an extra day. It means the day of his birthday is already 13 years in one day. And the verse says, "V'les hilchus kol hanishemaisa." The halach is not like any of the things we said before, right? Ela ki hoda omer of Nachman, katan hayodea lamim avarchim, a katan who knows who you bench to. Right, he's old enough to understand that you're benching to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Mezam Nerolav, you can count him for a mezumen. Abai v'Ravi have a yasti kamei d'Rava. Abai and Rava were learning by Rava. They were little kids. Omer luhu Rava l'mim avarchim. So Rava said to them, they were 5, 6 years old. We'll see the ages that it mentions here. But they were little kids. So Rava said to them, who do we bench to? Omer lei l'Rachmana. So they said to him, to the Rabbanu Shalom. So Rachmana Hechi Yasev, where's the Rabbanu Shalom? He asked them. Rava Achvilishme Talala. So Rava pointed to the roof, to the ceiling. Up. Abaye Nofik Libra. Abaye went outside. Achvi Klapishmain. He showed what's it called towards the sky. Amar Lahu Rava, Tarvaychu Rabbanan Havisi. You're both going to be nice big Talmid Chachamim. Okay? Because they must have been very small and it was cute to show no that they pointed up. You can already know the fruit from the roots. We'll see what Rashi says, two pshatim. Okay, let's see. Talala Gag. He pointed to the ceiling. Mikanya. Rashi had a different a different gears over here. Mikanya, mikan shalom mikatnuso. So the first thing was, what's it called? You can tell a person by his nest. As you can tell already from when he's little, what he's going to be when he's big. Butzin, dilas, right? Butzin means, what's it called? The pumpkins, right? The istigarsi mikatfe, the ketef usrafa ilam, right? Katfe means from the sap of the tree, you can tell what the fruit's going to be like. Kolomer mishoshu chone, the yotze mitoch hasraf, nikrim yatov. When the fruit just comes out from the sap, it's just in its initial stages, you can already look at it and see what's going to come from it. You can see its potential already. Okay, just something short here that I was thinking of. Why one showed the ceiling, one showed the shamayim? There's two ways of looking at the Ribbono Shel Olam. One is that he's contained within this world in a place, right? We have to relate to the Ribbono Shel Olam as if he exists in a place. We daven towards a certain direction, right? And we that's one way of looking at the Ribbono Shel Olam. Another way is that the Ribbono Shel Olam is beyond our comprehension, right? He has no place, no whatever. So, and those two things have to go hand in hand. They're called Ratzo B'Shuv. On the one hand, we say, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Hashem, Molech Ol Ha'aretz Kevodom. Right? On the one hand, we say the Ribbono Shel Olam is separate, and then we say he fills up everywhere, so he's not separate. Then we say, Baruch Hashem Mimkomo, he has a place. Then we say, Ayim Mekom Kevodom. We don't know his place. So, back and forth, you have to understand the Ribbono Shel Olam really is beyond creation, beyond place and time. At the same time, we as human beings have to relate to him within place and time. So you have to have both things. So Rava said the Ribbono Shel Olam is contained, right? He's up there, but he's contained within what we can understand. And Abaya said we have to understand the Ribbono Shel Olam as being without any place, up there in the sky, you know, in this ethereal no place. So it wasn't just Stam that they pointed. They were showing, you know, deep ideas as little children. And the second thing is the difference between what's it called, the kan or the fruit, right? A child, you can either tell by his environment, that's the nest, or you can tell by his parents, what's it called, his heredity. Heredity and environment are represented by the fruit in its early stages is heredity, and the nest is representative of environment. Okay, so go on. Rav Yehuda v'Reda Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei the Rav Kisha Ochlu Dogan the Echad Ochel Yerek Mitzdarten. If nine people ate bread and one of them ate vegetables, so you can count for a minyan and say Elokeinu. Rav Zera Boy Mi Name Rav Yehuda Shmona Mahu Shiva Mahu. Right? What about if only eight people ate bread and two people ate vegetables? Or seven people ate bread and three people ate. Amar le lo shna. She said, no difference. Now, as long as you have, we'll see, majority of people who ate bread, then the minority can count. But they only asked till seven. Amar le lo shna. Shisha vade lo mi boyali. She said, shisha, I didn't have to ask for sure. Amar le rabir mi ashapra vade to lo boyali. It's good you didn't ask it. Ha some time of amishim di karuba. Hachanami ikaruba. Right, lachara. You didn't have to ask, because if once he told you already that seven counts, six for sure. What's the reason? Because as long as you have a majority, people ate bread. So if you have six and four, it's also a majority. The Iyu Savar, and he held what's it called, the Rav Sheshes. We'll see one second, because the word Vadai doesn't make sense. He himself said, I surely didn't have to ask about six, because once I knew that seven was okay, six is okay too. So then what's the Gemara saying? That he Iyu Savar. What did Rav Sheshes hold? Why he felt bad he didn't ask about six? So some say that the girsa should not be vadai, but vai. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't ask about six. She said, you didn't have to ask about six. Once you knew that seven's okay, six is okay too. Right? And what did he hold? Why was he upset that he didn't ask about six? Because he held, iu sava ruba de minkarbina. Maybe only you need a rove that's obvious. In other words, seven is an obvious rove. Six and four is not an obvious rove. It doesn't look, you can't see so clearly that it's a majority. So maybe you need a majority that you can see, not a majority that's not obvious. Okay? And the Vilna Gaon says, Vadai, what's it called? The Tzlach says. Vadai means the Dalid Ochlu Yerek. Shisha, six, and now again, Rashi Tevos. The Dalid Ochlu Yerek. And four who ate thing. So he didn't ever said, I, losh, what's it called? Amarle, Loshna. Shisha, the Dalid Ochlu Yerek, Lomi Boyle. I didn't ask him, I feel bad. So he never said Shisha Vadai, right? I surely didn't have to ask. Vadai just was, the Gemara was, what's it called, Makatzer, and should have said Shisha, the Dalid Ochlu Yerek, right? Six, and four who ate Yerek, right? Lomi Boyle. I forgot to ask him that one. So he said, you don't have to ask him that one, it's obvious. Okay. Rashi. The Ihu Sover of Zera, Shaya Kovil Mishard Ashaloshah Shisha, right? Rashi had that girsa. He was felt bad that he didn't ask about six. Why didn't he assume that six is no different than seven? Sover Dilma Ruba de Minko Shaper Boy. You need an obvious majority. The Lechel Dogan. The boy mine shisha lohayamatra. Maybe if I asked him six, he would have told me no, it's no good. Okay. Yanai Malko Malkasa. Krichu Rifta Bahadi Hadadi. The king, Yanai, and his queen were eating together. Yanai killed out all the Talmid Chachamim of his generation because they embarrassed him, okay? Because they wanted to apostle him from the Kahuna. And because his mother had been captured. And Shaila was, she's a shvuya, could be that she was lived with a goy before he was born, right, raped by a goy, and what's it called, he was pasul the kahuna, he was a chola. So they raised that possibility, so he killed them all, except for Shimon ben Shetach. Shimon ben Shetach was the brother of the queen, and he ran away to Egypt. Say, Omer lehulet visu, man yoiv lan gavrin mevorech lan, right, we need somebody to be motzi us in benching. Right, they didn't know how to bench, so and again everything was by heart then, so we need somebody to be motzi us in benching, right? And there's no more talmidei chachamim around.
The king called the
talmidei chachamim, was so worried about benching. Right, right, yeah. Amrale ishtavali imisinulach gaver lo mitzaris le. Right, swear to me that if I get you a talmidei chacham to bench for you, that you won't harm him. Right, you're not very don't have a good record with talmidei chachamim, so you know if I get you somebody, promise me you won't hurt him. Ishtavelas, he swore to her. I see Shimon ben Shetach Achva. So she brought her brother Shimon ben Shetach to bench for them. Osvei bein didei ledido. So they put Shimon ben Shetach between the king and the queen. Omer le chazus kamiyakrav din aloch. So the king said to Shimon ben Shetach, you see what kind of honor we're giving you? Shimon is sitting you right between me and the queen. Omer le lavat komakrisli. You're not giving me any honor. Ela oraisa he demokrili. The Torah is giving me the honor. Because if I wouldn't be a Talmud Chacham, you wouldn't do this. So it's not you who's giving me the honor. The Torah is giving me the honor. Dechsiv silsilos romamecha. Techabdecha kisechabkeno. Okay? Pasuk in Mishlei, it's also the way it ends is a pasuk really in Ben Sira. Shiloh, when this is quoting a pasuk in Mishlei, quoting a source. But it means basically that if you are osik in Torah, it will honor you. Okay. Amar la kachazis lo mekabel moris. So he said to the queen, you see, these people accept no authority. I tell him I'm honoring him. He's telling me I'm not giving him any honor. The Torah is giving him the honor. Right? These guys are mechutzah. So Maisa, this Yanai still was not, but he promised that he wouldn't hurt him. So he just told the queen, like, look, see, these people don't accept my authority. Yovela kisa lebruchik. So they gave him a coast, they gave him the bench. Omer hechi avorich. He said, what would you like me to say? Because they didn't give him anything to eat. Baruch she'ochal Yanai v'chaveiro, mishalo. Right? Maybe I should start with what's it called? Baruch Hashem, who Yanai and his friends, there was more than the king and the queen, there was other people there, so it was a Muslim, right? Baruch, right, the Rabbanu Shel Olam, who Yanai and his friends ate from, right? I didn't eat anything. So, Shasi Elohu Kasa, so they gave him that, so he drank that cup down, right? So he drank that cup of wine without benching, because he didn't eat anything. So he can't be mitzarif with them. So he drank a cup of wine, now he can mitzarif. So they brought him another coast. Okay, now you drank wine, so you ate with us. Bench. Ubarach, and he benched. Okay. Omer of Abba, Bered, Rav Chiya bar Abba. Omer of Yochanan. Right? Shimon ben Shetach, the Ovid le Garmehu, the Ovid. Right? Shimon ben Shetach really did it for his own purposes. It wasn't really the halacha what he did. Why? The Hachi Omer of Chiya bar Abba, Omer of Yochanan. You can't be motzi somebody else in benching unless you ate bread. We'll see, maybe, or ate something at least, not just drank wine. Right? You have to have eaten too. So what's it called? So how in the world did Shimon ben Shetach bench for them and be motzi them if he didn't eat wine? So Shimon ben Shetach only did what on his own, and not that wasn't the halacha. Meishvei, Rav Shim Gamliel Omer, Al Ola, the Hasiv Mahem, a person, what's it called, reclined, he went up on his couch and reclined together with the other people eating. Afilo Tovli Mamela Betsir, he only ate a little bit of fish juice or whatever. Velo Achli Mohem, Ela Grogris Achas, and he only ate one little, fig or date. Mitzvare. He can mitzvarif the benching. Or says, it's the rufe mitzvarif. You can mitzvarif the benching if you need any bread, like we said before. But you can't, what's it called, be motzi. You can't be the mavarich and be motzi other people unless you ate bread. That's your Rashi. Okay. Well, we'll see. This is not so posh. It's a chiddush. Yanai Malka, mimalche beis chashmonoi hoya. Yanai was from the Malchus Beis Chashmonai. He was one of the last kings, from the Chashmonaiim. The Horeg Chachmi Yisrael, Shabola Posmanakuni, killed the Chachomim who came to, who wanted to insinuate that he wasn't kosher to be a Kohen, because he was the Kohen Gadol and the Melech. So they said, you know, why don't you just satisfy yourself being the Melech, forget about the Kohuna, because there's a big shaila about if you're kosher to be a Kohen altogether. So he didn't take to that too well, and he killed them all out. Seches Kedushin. Silsilo Tomamecha, Sefer Dekrot Mechabdedcha Kitechab Keva. It will honor you. When you embrace the Torah, it'll give you honor. Hechi Avrich, V'lo Nenesi. I never need anything. How can I bench for you? V'omer Nevorech, Sho'achal Yani V'chaveru Mishalo. I should say, let's bless the God who Yanai and his friends ate from. I didn't need anything. That which Shim ben Shetach was motzi them in benching, just because he drank a cup of wine, legar mehu the ovid, ain other modelo. Nobody holds like him. Now, what's the svara? The svara is lechara. I can be motzi somebody in a mitzvah that I'm not doing, right? So why can't I? I can be motzi somebody in kiddush, even though I already made kiddush, right? So I'm not have to be yotzei. So I can. Why can't I be motzi somebody in benching, even though I didn't eat? So some hold that the only thing you can't be motzi in benching, because it's like a birchas hanehenin. Unless you were nehena, you can't make the bracha. The bracha doesn't apply to you, right? Unless you ate, you're not chayiv in that bracha. Or you could look at it a different way. I'm chayiv. If I would eat, I'd be chayiv. So I'm a bar chayuv. I could be motzi. Right? So somehow that's what Shimon Shetach held. The only thing holding you back is you can't make a brach on eating if you didn't eat anything. But if you're not chayiv in benching, you still could be motzi somebody else's chayiv. So you had to eat something, that's all. But the other opinion says no. If you didn't eat, you're not chayiv to bench. If you're not chayiv, you can't be motzi somebody else. Right? It's not enough the umbrella chiyuv that anybody who would eat would be chayiv in benching. If you're never chayiv in benching, then you're not a person who's a bar chiyuva. So we'll see what the halacha is, Lamaisa. But in any case, it says that just from drinking one cup of wine, you can't be motzi somebody else in benching. Ad sheyochel kezayis dogan, umichi ochel kezayis dogan miyamapik. I forgot the kezayis dogan shiur the rabbanito. But if you ate a kezayis of bread, now we're saying dogan is bread. If you ate a kezayis of bread, you could be motzi anybody in benching, even if they ate more, because we said that a kezayis is only a derabana. If you eat kedei sviya, if you eat, you're full, then you're chayiv min haTorah. So a person who ate a kezayis, even though he's only chayiv to bench with Rabbanan, can still be motzi somebody who is chayiv min haTorah. Okay, that's what Rashi says. Kida omer v'perek mishameso. Miyuk, even the mechayiv min haRabbanan, mechuyiv v'dovrakrit. Since he's chayiv, at least min haRabbanan, he's considered already that he's chayiv, he could be motzi even somebody who's chayiv midoraisa. Motzi rami nechavosim. Nim tomar, the cotton shigia lechinach, holo amar hachi. Before we said that a cotton can't be motzi anybody else, lechari he's chayiv mid rabbanan, al shchinach. He has the bench, al shchinach, and that's a chiyuv the rabbanan. So why can't a cotton be motzi a gadol in benching? Hahu afil mid rabbanan lamechayiv, because a cotton's not chayiv even mid rabbanan. The aleda vuahu the rami lechinuche. Child's not chayiv in chinuch. His father's chayiv mechanechem. It's the father's mitzvah, not the child's mitzvah. So here Rashi says clearly, it's a machlokas, but Rashi says clearly that, that chinuch is not on the child. Child has no chiyuv in the rabbanan. The chiyuv is on the father. Ubal halachas gedolos posak, davke de ochlu inu kezayis o kebeya de chavasei. Aval ochlu vesovu lo matik. Right? Only a person who ate a kezayis can be motzi somebody else who ate a kezayis. But not somebody who was filled up. A derabbanan can be motzi another derabbanan, but he can't be motzi a deraisa. The efshel hamida, the hayani v'chaver of ochlu v'savu, v'afkinu shim ben shetach, v'afagav v'legarmi hu da'odit, time yishim b'loch ha'kazayis dogan, ha'och ha'kazayis dogan ha'chinami, right? The Gemara just says that shim ben shetach didn't do the halacha because he didn't eat bread. Mashman, if he would eaten bread the same amount that he drank wine, which means not to be filled up, he could have been motzi the king and the queen and their friends. So it's mashma that even if you didn't eat kedei sviya, you didn't get filled, but you only ate a kezayis is good enough. So that's the machlokas here, whether somebody who ate only a kezayis can be motzi, a people who ate to be full, can a drabana be motzi a deraisa, or not. Then the Bahag holds not, and the Rashi holds yes. And tomorrow we'll start with some of the things that we didn't say today, and then we'll go on. The next omen is not, it's a little bit longer, but it's not...